Welcome to the Vintage Faith Podcast. We are a Foursquare church based in Culver City, California. We're committed to taking care of our community through the teachings of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Our heart is to encounter God, equip the church, and love the city. Expect to hear sermons from our senior pastor, Matt Kladnick, as well as our guest speakers. For more info, check us out at vffchurch.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Miss B and I am the Kids Coordinator here at Vintage Faith. And each week we like to plan an activity for our children to do while they listen to the sermon. So today's activity, you will just need either Play-Doh, so a few different colors of Play-Doh, or a piece of paper and something to draw with. Preferably if you have markers or crayons or something colorful to draw with. You have 1 minute to go and grab your supplies and then meet me back here and we'll go over what today's activity is. Ready, set, go. All right, kiddos. So today, Pastor Ayla is going to be speaking to us about the story of when Peter walks on water. Now, that happens during a storm. And when a storm happens, it rains. But my favorite thing about storms and rain is that at the end of it all, it makes a rainbow. So today we are going to create our very own rainbows. Now, if you have Play-Doh, go ahead and make your clouds and do your different colors to make your rainbow. Get as creative as you want. You can draw big clouds or little clouds. You can add some raindrops, whatever that looks like for you. That's what you'll be creating today. I left some space in each of the clouds because Pastor Ayla is going to give us 3 points that I want you to listen for. And if you can, write those down inside the clouds. It'll help us remember our message today. I also left some room in the middle here in case I hear a scripture that she says or something that's just really speaking to me. I have some space to jot that down. So pay attention, my friends. Give yourself plenty of room to doodle or take some notes. And I cannot wait to see what you create. Meet me back here and we will recap after the sermon. See you in a bit. Enjoy.
Welcome to Bible Storytime with Vintage Faith. Today's story is found in Matthew chapter 14, Jesus walking on water. As Jesus was dismissing the crowd, he told the disciples to go on ahead to their next destination. After some time, the boat began to be tossed back and forth because of the wind and the waves. Then in the middle of the night, they noticed Jesus walking towards them on the water. The disciples saw him walking on the water and they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said. They cried out in fear. Immediately, Jesus spoke to them, "Have courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter answered him, "command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." Climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the strength of the wind and the waves, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught hold of him and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got back onto the boat, the wind and the waves ceased. And those in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The end.
Good morning, everyone. It is so good to be with you guys this morning. My name is Ayla, and I'm the youth pastor here at VFF, and I just am so honored to be here with you guys. It's always such an honor when I get the opportunity to just stand in front of you as my church family. I don't take it lightly, and I'm just always so thankful for all of you guys. But also, shout out to Pastor Matt and Grace, our lead pastors. They just are amazing. But also, I'm just so blessed by them and thankful for them that they believe in me and giving me this opportunity. So if you love them, if you're thankful for them, just light up the comments for them. Tell them how thankful you are for them. So I am really excited about this message. It's a word that has been sitting with me for ever, and it has really just been wrecking me. And I've just seen this story in a way like I never have before, and I would love nothing more than to share that with my friends, you guys. So We are in this series that is going through just the classic basic stories, a Sunday school remix. We are going through stories that we may all know, may all have heard before from the felt board, but we're just looking at them and being reminded that these stories were relevant when we were in Sunday school, but they're also relevant now and how they can still apply to us today. So like I said, it's always an honor to be given the opportunity to preach in front of you guys, to speak to you guys. So I just really wanted this to be something that just spoke to all of us in the season that we're all in. So let's just all open our Bibles to Matthew 14. We are, like the little felt board story told us, we are talking about Peter walking on water with Jesus. So I'm going to start this off and I'm going to get real honest with you guys. Something that I really struggle with is being hopeful. I am the last person to be a glass half full kind of gal. That is not me. I am glass half empty. It really struggle to be positive, to have a positive mindset. It's a daily struggle for me. And so probably like most of you have, I have really struggled in seeing the hope in this pandemic, the hope just for this season, for our world right now. I've really struggled with it. And if you struggle with it too, let me know I'm not alone. Type it in the comments, say, Ayla, you're not alone. I'm struggling too. Like, we're all in this together. I mean, I've just been really discouraged. I feel like I don't know how to navigate through this situation. I don't know how to do it the right way, because we all want to do it the right way. We all want to navigate through this pandemic the best. We all want to say, I navigated through this. I came out on top. I was the best. And so I've struggled with that because I don't know what to do. I don't know. Every day is just so, it's just such a struggle. And so when we look at this story of Peter walking on water, we might just say that Peter took the L. He just took a big fat loss. And we could all say that he saw a challenge and he lost faith and he physically sank. We could say, like, you know what? This story is all about, some of you may already be thinking that, Ayla, I know what this story is about. I know what you're about to say. You're going to say, Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. He lost faith and he sank. We shouldn't do that. And that's it. We end it. We go, end of story. That's it. But I want us to look at this a little differently. I want us to not look at this as a moment of Peter's lack of faith, but I want us to take a chance to look at this and see Jesus like never before. And I'll tell you why. We are surrounded with loss all around us right now. The news is telling us that we're in loss. We're losing human life. The lack of justice, the injustice around us is everywhere around us. There's nothing but loss. It just seems like we're in a season of big fat losers. Like, we are just not coming out on top, and there doesn't seem like there's an end of it. But what I feel like the Lord wants me to remind you of today is that what seemed like was Peter's loss was taken and turned to an amazing story. This was showing who Jesus was. This was showing that he is a saving and loving God. And that same Jesus in this story is the same Jesus that we serve today. What seemed like was the end of Peter's story as he sank, it was not the end of him. And what I'm here to remind you of is that this is not the end of your story. Point number one is this is not the end of your story. I bet that you're just thinking, Ayla, you've told me nothing about positivity. You've said we're losing. You've said we're in a hard season. And it's true. We are. We're in a real hard season. I feel like most days this season is just going to take me out. Some of you may have even physically lost things. You have maybe lost your job. You've lost your source of income. And it would feel a lot easier to just throw in the towel and be like, you know what? I don't care anymore. We're just 2020 canceled. Forget about it. Canceled. We're done. We're just not even going to try anymore. And that would be a lot easier to do. But something that the Lord reminded me of this week was that in every hardship that I've gone through, in my whole 22 years of life, every hardship that I've gone through has ended out okay. And I can tell you that. I can show you the receipts of that because I'm here. I'm here today to tell you that everything that I thought was going to end me didn't. Big shocker, I'm here today to tell you that it wasn't the end of my story when I thought it was. God has showed up every single time for me, and he is continuing to show up for us. Jesus showed up in this story. It was not the end of Peter's story. Peter began to sink, but it was not the end for him. Peter was bold, and he asked Jesus to take him out on the water. But first of all, how crazy is that? That, like, Jesus was known for miracles. Like, he was throwing out miracles left and right. But walking on water, I'm still scared of the ocean. I'm still scared of the waves every time they come towards me. But Jesus was walking on water, and it wasn't just like a calm little pond. It wasn't just this little, there was a storm. But even crazier than Jesus walking on water is Peter said, "Jesus, if that's you, call me out. Come and get me. I want to walk on the water." He was faithful. He was faith-filled, and he was bold. And he said, "Jesus, if it's you, bring me out there." In Matthew 14, verse 28, we're going to read, and Peter asked him, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. When he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. Peter was bold and said, "Jesus, call me out there." But when he looked around and saw the situation that he was in, he got scared. I would like to say that maybe it was a little impulsive for Peter to be like, "Jesus, if it's you, call me out there." Like, I don't know, you could have said, like, "Jesus, if it's you, tell me my mom's name." Like, he could have said anything. But he said, "Jesus, if it's you, call me out there." And then he got out there and he's like, "Whoa, wait, what did I get myself into? This is real scary." There's waves that are all around us right now. And they're crashing on us. They're not even crashing around us. They are crashing on us. And we might feel like we're sinking, but this is not the end of our story. God is going to turn this around. This pandemic is not going to end us in Jesus' name right now. Everybody hearing this, this is not the end of your story. This is not where everything ends. But in order for us to know and experience what God has to offer us, we have to know that we have to cry out to him, that we can cry out to him. So point number two is we can cry out to God. Prayer is such a vital part of being in relationship with God. It's such a vital part of being a Christian. It's such a key component of our relationship with God. And God wants us to be in relationship with him. He wants us to ask for help. When we look at the very beginning of this passage, verse 23, it says, "And after he dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray." So this was something that Jesus did regularly. Mountains were places for prayer. So that's what a lot of people did. They went up and they went and spent time with God praying on the mountain alone. And Jesus did this. When he did this, he was taking intentional time to be alone with God so he can pray to him. I don't know if you know this, but Jesus was the Son of God. He probably didn't have to do this. He got it. He was throwing out miracles left and right. But he still took that time. He was intentional with praying with God. And if the Son of God can do that, you can do that. I can do that. God wants us to do that. He wants us to ask for help. So the way that I like to look at this is, so I'm a babysitter. Some would say a professional babysitter. I don't know, but that's what the people say, not me. And I babysit a one-year-old. She's 1.5. She's the cutest thing ever. And the whole reason that I'm there is to help her. That's literally what my job is, to help her. And it's because she can't do anything by herself. She literally can't. Like, there's not one thing I can think of besides get into trouble that she can do by herself. There's nothing. And I don't sit there and I don't make fun of her. And I don't say, like, "Oh, get real, Aaliyah. Like, make your own lunch." I don't say that. I don't do that. I might want to, but I don't. I have to do it for her because she's a baby. She needs me. She needs my help. That's not only my job, but I want to do that. I want to help her. I want to be able to pick her up and hold her when she hurt herself. I want to be able to make cute little lunches for her. I want to be able to spend time with her. That's what I want to do. Not only do I want to do that, but she needs me to do that. If I didn't feed her, if I didn't change her diaper, we'd be in a real bad situation. I'd be out of a job. And Let me just tell you that this is what Jesus wants for us. He wants us to ask for help. We need to ask for help. We cannot get through this without him. We can't get through anything without him. Even after the end of this pandemic, we cannot get through things without him. And not only do we need him, but he wants us to want him. He wants us to be in relationship with him. He wants us to ask for help. This is what he wants for us. The same picture of kids needing their parents, kids needing adults around them, is the same picture of us with Jesus, is we need him. And he wants us to need him. And so when I sat down to write my sermon, like most times, I had just a big jumbled mess, and I was like, Lord, take it, do something with it, make something cool out of it, use me, that whole thing. And I said, Jesus, use me, Jesus, fill me up, and he did. Every time I tend to ask him to fill me up, he does. And why is it so hard for me to do that? Why don't I do it more often? Why does it take me a lot of more steps to do that? Why do I try to do it on my own? I don't know, I'm human, I guess. But it's such a crazy thing that it's so hard for us to ask for help, that it's so hard for us to say, Jesus, we need you, that we want to do it on our own, that we want to do it the right way on our own. But when you ask, you will receive. When you say, Jesus, here's my situation, use me, fill me up, walk me through this, he does it. He's not the type of God that's going to be like, I don't know, like, last time I did it, and you didn't really listen, or last time you did the whole runaround, and then you came to me. No, he says, I will. Maybe it doesn't look like the way we want it to, but he does. He shows up every single time because we need him. We need to cry out to him. And there's situations as big as praying for my sermon, praying for what I'm going to speak to you guys, and that's huge, but it's also so important to pray, Jesus, thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you for waking up in the morning. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for giving me a roof over my head. There's just so many things throughout our daily life to thank God for. And that is a way of crying out to him. That's a way of praying to him, is thanking him also. And I don't know, but crazy concept. If you ask God, if you cry out to him, he'll show up. I don't know. Pretty crazy thing. I think we all have a hard time hearing it, but it's just so simple. It's such a simple concept, but it's really humbling. In this story, Peter was surrounded by his best friends. I imagine this is how it is. I'm Peter, and like all my 12 best friends, 11 best friends are like in this little boat, right? Like they're all right there. They're like, oh my gosh, we're having a good time. Like probably like someone's going on the inner tube. Like we're doing all this stuff. And I step out onto the water because Jesus is like, okay, I'll do this for you. Peter, if I was in that situation, I might have probably called out to my friends. Because it was still kind of unsure if Jesus was Jesus. It was still kind of unsure if Jesus was really the Messiah. And so Peter could have very well called out to his friends and said, help me. But no, he doesn't. In verse 30, he says, Lord, save me. And surprise, plot twist, story ruiner, Jesus did save him. He came in and he saved him. Can I just say how hard it is to cry out to God? How hard it is to say, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. But are we willing to humble ourselves? And in this huge season of unknowns, in this season that may not seem like it's ever ending, when the unemployment check runs out, when the kids don't go back to school in the fall, can we still, how hard is it to say, I don't know what to do, but I need you? How hard is it to ask the people around you for help? It is real hard. Let me tell you, if you're good at it, send me a message, send me a text, because I want to know, because I can be real prideful. This is something, though, that we have to decide daily. We have to daily decide to cry out to God. We have to daily decide to cry out. And in order to know him, we have to talk to him. I don't know about you, but I've always been the type of person who wants to fix everyone. And even the people around me, I feel like for the beginning of this pandemic, we were all like, how can we help? How can we fix this situation? How can we fix people? In all of my friendships, all of my relationships, I've always wanted to fix people. I've always wanted to save people. And I always end up putting myself on the line, laying myself out on the train tracks, and then I end up hurt. And every time that I end up hurt when I'm trying to save someone, I'm reminded that I can't save anyone. Jesus saves people. not me. That one, that just, it gets me good because I want to be a helper. I want people to be like, oh, Ayla got me out of this situation. Ayla saved me. But that would be giving myself glory and not Jesus. Jesus is the only one who can save us. We can't save himself. So if that's you right now and you're doing everything that you can to save your spouse, to save your kids, to save your boyfriend or girlfriend, VFF youth, talking to you, if you're trying to get your boyfriend or girlfriend to come to the Lord so you can have this beautiful relationship, I'm going to tell you right now, you better stop because you cannot save them. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can save us. God wants us to ask him for help. God wants us to ask him to save us. There is no one like God. There is no one who loves us like him. There is no one who can comfort us the way that he does. There's no one that can love us the way that he does. And when they're calling out for Jesus on the water and they're like, Jesus, is that you? He says, I am. That's all he says. He says, I am. Because that's who he is. This is to show his strength. This is to show how powerful he is. And in verse 31, it says, Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him. So he says, this is who I am. Peter goes out, starts to sink, and he immediately, when he asks for help, Jesus grabs him. Can I just say that in this story, Jesus was walking on the very thing that Peter was afraid of? Just let that sit with you. Jesus was standing on, walking on. I would like to imagine him just like slowly kind of just like minding his business on the very thing that Peter was afraid of. This is a word for all of us. Right now, we're in a season and we really have no choice but to step out into the unknown. I don't know if any of you have ever been through a pandemic before, but I have it. And it's scary and it's chaotic and we all have to just step out into it. And it's a hard thing to step out into faith. It's real hard. But the fact that God wants us to lean on him during this season is just, it's just such a beautiful picture to me. It is just something that keeps me going, is that God wants to walk through this with me. Jesus doesn't only want to grab me out at the end of this. He wants to walk with me in it. He is walking with me in it. Are you willing to step out into faith in this unknown season and say, I don't know what's going to happen. I lost my job. I don't know if I can find another one. My kids aren't going back to school in the fall. And if I have to spend one more day with them, I'm going to lose it. But in the middle of all that, are you willing to say, I'm still going to step out and I'm still going to say that God is good. I'm still going to say that I can lean on Jesus, that this isn't the end of my story, that this isn't going to end me, that you can still cry out to God. Are you willing to sink for Jesus? Are you willing to step out and call yourself higher to say, I know that this is hard, but Jesus, help me. Jesus, be with me. Are you willing to cry out to God for help? My final point is this will end in worship. When we look at this story, it could have ended real bad. But in verse 33, it says, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. When I look at the world that we live in right now, we are just drowning in fear. We are drowning in unknowns. We are drowning in just this idea of this, will this ever end? Will we go back to a life that was before? Will we go back to normal? We could even say that in this season, we're set up for failure. We can say that we've never done this before. But what I do know is that God, this is not what God has for you. He has so much more for every single one of us. And even if you're like, ah, this pandemic has been really restful for me, or I don't really know, whatever you're saying, but what's really hard is my depression. What's really hard is my anxiety. What's really hard is my fear. What's really hard is all these issues that I've had my whole life. Can I just say that this is not what God has for you. This isn't the end. This will end in worship. You will be praising God for the things that you went to. You're doing the hard work right now. You might feel in it like you're sinking. You're in a season of chaos, but this is worth it. This will end in praising God. And if you're like, oh, Ayla, you just say that. I can stand in front of you right now and say that in my 22 years of life, some may argue that I'm real young and I haven't lived a lot of life, that I have so much more life to live, But in my 22 years of life, I feel like I have gone through it. In my last year, and this has been my first year of ministry, this has been my first year of being a pastor, multiple times I've felt like, that's it, I can't do it, like this is going to end me, this is going to be the end of the rope, like I cannot do it anymore. Every single time, God came through for me. And if you're looking for like the evidence that's like, oh, well, like that's a cool story that you read to us in the Bible. Yes, like Jesus did that, whatever. I'm here to tell you that I shouldn't be here where I'm at. I shouldn't be here preaching to you guys. I didn't come from a family of pastors. I didn't even grow up in the church. I doubted myself all through college. I still doubt myself. I still am shocked that I'm here where I'm at. But when I look at my life, I could say that all the odds are against me. When you look at your life, you can say, but Ayla, I'm alone. I'm afraid of being alone, and I'm nothing but alone. I have no one around me. I can't even go to church anymore. And you're like, no, this is really it. This is the end. I've felt that way before. I have been there before. I was there a couple months ago. I'm there every so often. I feel like it's the end. When I came here and I took that step out in faith to be here at VFF, I was like, this could end real bad. I don't know a single person. I don't know Matt and Grace. I don't know what's going to happen. But I took that step out in faith, and it's literally the best thing that could have happened to me. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here preaching in front of you. This is genuinely exactly where I was supposed to be. And it was scary, and there was moments where I thought, oh, this is it. This is going to end bad. But God showed up for me, and he's going to show up for you, and he's going to show up for you in big ways that you can't even imagine. And when you imagine them, even bigger than that, God has so much for you. This will end in worship. This season will end in worship. Your depression will end in worship. Your anxiety will end in worship. So if you're looking for evidence that there's a God out there, that Jesus died on the cross for you, if you're looking out there and you're looking for evidence that Jesus saves, this is it. This is your opportunity. Jesus saved Peter. Jesus has saved me. He has saved so many people around me. Ask just anybody in our church, ask in the comments, message someone in the comments. Jesus has saved so many people out of unexplainable situations, and that's what he's going to do for you. Jesus saved Peter, and they worshiped him. This is true for you too. Jesus is not going to only pull you out of your situation, but he's going to be there with you. He's going to be the hope that is there with you. And not only is this just, oh, that's cool for everyone else, Ayla, that's cool for you. No, this is cool for you. This is true for you. And what could have ended badly, this story that could have ended badly, ended with people praising Jesus. This pandemic will end in praising Jesus. Your circumstance is going to end in praising Jesus. So let's just worship him now. Let's just thank him now as if he already won, because he did, and because he won, you've won. So if you're here and you're thinking to yourself, I want my story to end in worship. I want that hope that Ayla's talking about. I want that hope not only after my circumstance, but in my circumstance. I want Jesus to hold me in the middle of the storm. Then we want to partner with you. We want to celebrate with you. So if that's you, type in the comments, yes to Jesus. We want to pray with you. We want to celebrate with you. But also, we really want to partner with you. We want to be your friend. So if that's you and you're saying yes to Jesus today, then text yes to Jesus to 94,000. And we want to pray for you. We want to be your friend. And we want to send you a really cool gift. So if that's you, type it in the comments, say yes to Jesus, and also text yes to Jesus to 94,000. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you that you are the same through and through, that you are the same Jesus in this story. You're the same Jesus in my life. You're the same story. You're the same Jesus in every single person's life who's listening right now. So we just ask you that in the middle of this unknown season, in the middle of this chaos, that you remind us that you are our peace, that you are our savior, you are our healer, that you want to be in relationship with us. You want to be that for us. You want to be our life jacket. So we just ask you just to come into our hearts, to come into our minds, into our situation, and we invite you into our lives to make room for you and to make room for what you want to do. We thank you just for this community, for this way to be able to still connect in this season that feels so disconnected. We just thank you that you are our encourager, that you are our number one fan, Jesus. We just ask that everybody that is listening to this right now is just filled with your love and your peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
All right, my friends, how did our rainbows turn out? I bet they look amazing. I cannot wait to see them. Please send me a picture at kids@bffchurch.com. That's via email, or you can snap a pic and tag us on social media at BFF Kids. All right, so let's recap really quick Pastor Ayla's points. So the first one was, this isn't the end of our story. The second one is, we can cry out to God. And the last one is, this will end in worship. I love that so much. It's so encouraging to think about those points and the story that we just heard. You know, I want you to think that this isn't the end of our story. If you are faced with a challenge or something that makes you frustrated or sad, that's not the end of your story. We cannot think that our troubles are bigger than God, are bigger than Jesus, or we will sink. Just like Peter did when he took his eyes off Jesus in that moment, we will sink. Cry out to God. Jesus is always with us in those moments, in those storms. Whenever we feel super sad or whenever we're really frustrated, Jesus is right there with us during those times. Cry out to him. He may fill you with the peace that you need. He may fill you with the courage that you need, the bravery you need. Or maybe he'll send someone to help you, get you out of that storm and get you out of that challenging time. So I want you to remember that maybe you haven't faced a storm yet. Maybe you haven't faced a challenging time yet, but I want you to be prepared for when you do. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes to him. Keep him close to your heart when you go through these hard times, and you will not sink. And when you come out of your storm, when the challenge is over, I pray that you rejoice, that you celebrate, that you worship God during those times, and you thank him for getting you through that storm. Each and every time, you give the glory to God because he never left you. He was there by your side. And remember, you are always loved, even during those storms and those challenging times. All right, my friends, I hope you feel prepared. I hope you feel encouraged, and I hope you feel loved. Thank you for joining me today. And don't forget to hop over to our website where you can watch your very own Bible story and do a fun activity with your family if you want any time during this week. Thanks again for joining me. And remember that I love you, but Jesus loves you more. And I will see you next week.